This network may contain controversial topics. The views and opinions expressed on the Paraspeak Radio Network are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other network hosts or advertisers.
You are listening to WPAR Digital Broadcasting, home of the Paraspeak Radio Network.
Good evening, and welcome to Through the Eyes of a Seer. First of all, I want to tell about all the other shows on the network, because I always forget them at the end. So, I would like to let you know that on Mondays is Beyond Smoke and Mirrors. Come check that show out. It's a great show. On Wednesdays is Mystical Awakenings, another awesome show by two great ladies. Thursdays, I Want to Believe Radio. And Sundays is Universal Journey Radio, and Sundays is W Paranormal. So check out those shows, and they always got some interesting stuff going on. And another thing I'd like to bring on is I will be doing a book signing in Plainwell, Michigan. That will be June 7th between 10 and 2. I'm trying to sneak in some other stuff in there, too, for the crowd that's coming. So it's going to be an awesome time. So you get to meet me, and we'll have a great time talking about the book and whatever I can help you with. And then in July 18th to 20th, I'll be at a paranormal conference where I'll be a speaker. So that'll be a great time. I'm going to be doing a group reading there for everybody. So whoever wants to join in, it's going to be kind of interesting. So I can try to communicate with everybody that needs me to communicate with them. And that's all that's going on right now. But I have a great guest online. And I've been trying to get this name. It's Maritza Mejia is her name. And she wrote... Perfect. I did good. Yay!
Yes, perfect. Thank you so much, Rick.
And she wrote Hazel Eyes. Now, see, I bought this book, and I met her almost 2 years ago. And I was interested in her book. I got her book, and throughout the book, I was communicating with her, and I was excited to be able to communicate with an author. I wasn't even thinking about being an author at the time. So it was exciting to communicate with an author, and I never actually talked to her in person until tonight. But it was awesome to go through the book. I really enjoyed the book, and throughout the book, I would communicate with her and tell her how I felt about it, and it was touching. There was very interesting stuff in the book. So what I want to do tonight is offer you to talk about your experiences, your book, or whatever you want to talk about. To let everybody know what's going on with you, because I see you around a lot, and you do a lot of good stuff. And I just want you to go ahead and just offer anything you would like to talk about. If you want to talk about this book, you have another book, right? How many books do you have?
Yes, so far I have 3 books. Today I would like to present, and I have a pleasure finally to hear your voice, and thank you for this opportunity. So my book is an inspirational book for teenagers and adults, Hazel Eyes. And the reason that I wrote this book was to take the reader on a journey to view my personal life and to reveal my experience of faith. So this memoir connects each chapter with common stories and supernatural events that I have experienced from childhood through adulthood. So I tried to include the topics in the book, like chronological. So I included my memoirs from my doubts as a child, my quests as a teenager, and I added my studies, my travels, engagements, motherhood, parenting skills, and the last chapters I dedicated to the aging and dying matters. And to close the book, not with a sad ending, I added traditions that we pass from generation to generation. So I share some of my traditional celebrations and devotional prayers from my Catholic faith that I learned at my Catholic school, and others from my mother and my grandmother. I also include some quotes from other religious points of view from the 19th century poets. I love Khalid Gibran. I read the book, The Prophet, and his poems inspired me to write something related and connect my story with other authors. I also include insights from C.S. Lewis, most known from the Chronicles of Narnia. And I love also Tagore, is a first Nobel Prize, long time, from literature in Bengali, 1913. So his poems also are really important for me. When I read the book long time ago, I love it. So I did my research. So it took me a while. The writing process took me more or less 3 years, researching, putting together my story with some quotes from the Bible. And wrapping all together, the most important thing of me writing Hazel Eyes was a healing encounter. And I realized how important it is to examine life And wipe away any past incidents or forget a person you need to apologize. I spent 3 summers, 3 years writing. And over the summers I saw when I was writing the chapter that I didn't have any bad feelings for anybody. But all of a sudden, I started to realize that it was some things there, hidden, that I needed to heal. So it was really a healing experience for me writing the book.
Now, I want to ask you a question real quick. I read in your book that you were a only child.
Yes.
How was that growing up? See, I have 11 in my family. So, see, I'm a big fan.
I know. When I hear stories of families of that big, I always think, oh my goodness, this is, I don't know how. I only had the experience to be with a cousin for a year. And she was with us for a whole year, and it was really nice to be with her. But it was hard to share my space with her. So I imagine when you have more than 2 kids, so for me, it was kind of lonely, but at the same time, I think that was the moment that my spiritual life started to grow, and the way that I started to create different prayers. I described in my book a little bit about that part of my years as an only child. And I'm going to read something, and it says, as a year passed, I realized that my life was very different from my cousins, friends, and neighbors because of my love of religion. And I often found myself in a corner of my room praying in the presence of God, even though I could not see him. I was thrilled that he was able to see me and listen to my petitions. So I spent my life like that, recreating new things, trying to play by myself. But, yes, and at the end, it's really, to be one child is kind of lonely.
Yes, it definitely is. And you know, I've got a nephew that was, you know, was an only child. And I can see the difference, you know, from me and from him. It was just a difference of having so many brothers and sisters. And even though I was a baby of 11, you know, I was kind of almost like, you know, an only child because the other ones were older than me. And I have one sister that's 68 and I'm gonna be 49. So she was way older. She'd already had kids. A lot of them already had kids. So see, I was kind of like really, really came late in the relationship with my mom had me. I was kind of like a lonely, you know, not lonely, but you know, by myself, a child, because I played with myself all the time and played with mud patties and did stuff all by myself and talked to myself all the time because I had nobody really around. So I kind of grew up that way too. So I can touch bases with you on that. Now I want to ask you another question. In your book, it looks like you got teased a lot. Like they kind of tease you because you was religious. Is that correct? In your book it talks about that?
Well, for example, my cousin teased me because of my spirituality, and they call me Saint Narissa. And they believe that one day I would become a nun. I really was thinking that one day I would become a nun, but over the years, I realized that it was more to do in the world than inside a walls of a convent. I really respect the religious life, but it was not for me. I really needed I went to a retreat for 3 days retreat in a convent to explore if I have education. And I really felt that my call was to be in the world, with people, with a family. I definitely, when I wrote Hazel Eyes, I was more convinced that my purpose in life was to write and inspire others. And it was hard to open your soul and to express and share all your doubts and worries, and as I did in my book, it's not easy. But I did it because I knew that other people out there was alone as a child, probably feeling the same that I was feeling, or with the struggles as a teenager as I have. And especially when I share my signs of my supernatural experience, I know a lot of people probably will laugh at me, but it took me several years to decide if I was able to express in a book all my feelings and my experience with the supernatural events that happened in my life. And when I decided, I said, I don't care if they're going to laugh or whatever they think. But I feel that I needed to do it to give testimony on my life.
Now, in your book, as I was re-going through it today while I was working, in your book, you talk about one of these supernatural experiences.
Yeah.
About messing with the Ouija board. Can you touch bases on that about the book? You know, what you talk about there? Because people are interested, because there's so much going on about the Ouija board nowadays that it's a bad thing to mess with. That you're bringing in negative energies, negative spirits that will just latch on, and it's not good. So, I mean, there's stories all over the place. So I would like to hear and let everybody know what happened to you, because it's interesting.
Well, actually, that was the reason to share that experience with the audience, even though it was really, really hard. I thought it was really important, especially for teenagers. Sometimes you feel the peer pressure to go places and do things that you know that are wrong, and you feel that are wrong. But the peer pressure moves you to sometimes do things like what I did. In my book, in chapter 2, I describe my last years, exactly my last year of high school. I made some friends. I was moved to another classroom, so I made a new friend, and those friends were used to go to places like to go to read the palm of your hand, or cigarettes, or the chocolate lines after drinking the cup of coffee or chocolate. I didn't believe in those things, but I felt the pressure to go and to be with them. And one day they decided to do something totally different, and it was the Ouija. So they place a cardboard with letters, like an alphabet and some numbers. I know a lot of people know about that a board. And I thought it was a game at the beginning, and they were teasing me. But really, when I put my hands on the board, the oval piece of the paper started to move very quickly through the old letters and numbers, giving us a message. And I know it was something wrong, but they were so excited that I didn't say anything. And all of a sudden, I got so engaged with the situation that I really received a call from the other wall to allow my body to have the presence of the spirit. About at that point, we were scared because it was a weird message. We really didn't want to risk and go that far. But I was like teenager. I didn't explore everything. I said, nothing is going to happen. And this is impossible. Well, the impossible turned out to be possible. When we finished the meeting and the game, I went home. I didn't feel anything. But over the weekend, I started to feel weak and weak. And I knew something was wrong. So I spent Saturday feeling other presence inside in me. But I didn't say anything to my parents. So I'm trying to distract myself, listen to music, making noise. But on Sunday morning, I used to feel weak, tired, sick. And I was not able to go to mass that day with my mom because I was nauseous and I felt really bad. at night I couldn't sleep and start feeling noises and crashing objects and loud laughs inside me, inside my head. So the next day I tried to take the, I went to the restroom, I tried to turn the water to take my bath, and instead of feeling the water, I felt the spines coming from the faucet. So I definitely knew something was totally wrong. So I missed the bus that day. It was Monday morning. I went to school and in a public transportation. And as soon as I arrived to school, I ran into my friends, and they saw me. They saw my face. They noticed that something was wrong. But the weird thing that happened the night before was that I know I took something from my backpack. And I took a white paper, and I wrote something. And the first thing that I did when I came to my friends, I gave them the paper. I didn't know what was in the paper. Then one of my friends rushed me to the chapel, because it was a Catholic church, and we have a chapel inside the school. And when I entered the chapel, I felt a strong force that stopped me from going inside. But my friend pushed me until I was inside. And we started praying to the Virgin Mary, and all of a sudden, I felt air coming out of my body, and I passed out. The following hours, and almost 3 hours, I did not remember what happened. The only thing that I know, it was 3 hours later, I was in the resting on a hard bed at the nurse station, the first time that I saw the nurse station at school. And later, it was my father there. So it was really something that I immediately happened. I decided not to talk. We have a psychologist at the school, so he came and talked to me. I didn't want to talk because I know nobody's going, I was sure they were going to think that I was crazy. So I kept that for a long time to myself. And we decided not to talk, my friends. Of course, I got my punish. And it was really, really bad. But years passed, and one day I decided to ask one of my friends, what was in that paper? I remember it was a paper that I gave you. And to my surprise, the inscription in the paper was, "Let the spirit rest in peace."
Wow.
So, for that day on, I never tried to do anything related to read the palms or the future or to know what is going to happen with me, because basically I understood that the past is the past. You cannot, it's history, you cannot change anything. And the future is something that is going to be revealed to you. It's better to know and wait what is going to happen for tomorrow. And definitely, we need strength for ourselves, or the deceased families and members. So we need to leave the spirits rest in peace. So that was my experience in high school. Last year I had all my high school, before now, graduation.
Now you talk about, in your book, about dreaming of this Prince Charming with blonde hair, right?
Yes.
Can you go in about that? That's kind of funny, but, you know, talk about that, because I know that's in your book, and I thought that was interesting, that that's what you wanted, you know?
Well, I have that dream. It's like, I think all the girls always have a dream to have your Prince Charming, but I call in the book my... The Prince Charming is my, it's an expression in Spanish, Principe Azul. So I tried to make the translation like Blue Prince. And the reason for that was because when my cousin came from, she came from, by the way, I'm from Colombia.
Okay.
From the capital city, Bogota. So, and I have half family in the United States, and that time it was in New York. So one of my cousins came from New York to study 1 year with us, and we spent a whole year together. we studied in a private bilingual school. But when my parents realized that we started to have and talk with boys, and we were young, and I was in fourth grade, and my cousin was in kindergarten, they didn't want us to have boyfriends at that early age. So that the following year, when I entered to fifth grade, they moved me to a Catholic school. But I had an experience to visit then my family in the United States. And that's what my prince charm came to me. So my idea to become a nun totally disappeared. And I wanted to have a blueprint. So my prince charm was, when I came from, this is exactly was New York. And I was really excited to see the guys with blonde hair, blue eyes, totally different from my country. So that's what is. I put a little bit of that information in my book just to, well, my dreams as a child.
Right.
That's why the blueprint there.
Now, when you graduated, you made a decision to go, and you wanted to go experience some things?
After the graduation, well, of course, my parents didn't allow me to have my career in the United States. So I finished my career in because I was an only child. They didn't want to be with me, and I understand that now that I'm a mother. But when I was a teenager, I really couldn't understand why they didn't allow me to study with my cousins in the United States. But I finished my career. And after I finished commercial language, and after I finished, I have that empty hole in my life that I was something that I always was searching, but I needed to find it. And so I went to a retreat, and a Catholic retreat called Cursillo de Cristiandad. And in those 3 days, I found a little bit more connected with my faith. So I always had that spiritual feeling and faith, but my prayers and my way of thinking was a little bit open mind as the one that I received in my school, in my Catholic school. So it was like a confrontation in my life there. With this retreat, I had the opportunity to open a little bit more my life to another experience. And at the end of the retreat, we have the opportunity to share our experiences. And I was very touched with one lady that talked about the apparitions of the lady in Chile, in South America. Since I was a child, I always I really like reading stories about the apparition of the Virgin Mary or the angels or supernatural events. So, well, 3 months later, I was in Chile. And in my book, I describe chapter 3 and 4, how all those experiences that I have in Chile changed totally my life. And that's why the title of the story is Hazel Eyes, and it's exactly what the experience that I have. And it's basically that I moved from my country to South America, and from South America I ended in the United States. So it was a journey, not only professional and other studies, but also spiritually. And in chapter 3, 4, and 5, I describe a little bit about that experience and transition, because moving from one country to another is not easy, especially when sometimes you have to move for reasons that probably you don't like or you don't want, you were not expected. And so that's why I wrote a little bit of that in the first chapters of my life.
So has your friends and family, I mean, have they read the book? I mean, have they come and talked to you, or how's the book going?
Well, the friends here in the United States, yes, they read the book. Of course, when I went, I published this book in 2010, when I went to Colombia, and about all my family, they were a little bit discouraged because the book was in English. And I'm working right now in the translations, and I hope next year I will publish the Spanish translation, or probably at the end of this year. But the reason that I wrote the book in English was because all the supernatural events that I described in the book, my parents, when I was young, when they knew the events that happened, that, for example, the one that I mentioned when I was in high school, they didn't want me to talk about that. They were embarrassed. So when I started to write a book, my father already had passed, but my mother was still alive. So I decided to write a book in English. When I finished the book, my mom passed away, and the book was in the last chapter. So I decided to publish it anyway in English, and I'm working now on the translation of Spanish.
That's really cool. Really cool. Well, I, you know, whenever I was going through the book, and you was missing, well, you know, there was some stuff that connects with, you know, with my journey, and there's a few things in your book that connects with my journey, because, you know, I started out just experimenting. Not, you know, because see, whenever I grew up, see, my stepfather was a preacher. So I got teased as a kid. They called me preacher boy. So see, I can see things that happen to me and same things that happen to you, which is kind of interesting. But, you know, I experimented with things. And whenever I first started out, it was a scary thing because I was on my own and I learned things and tried to understand things. But, you know, I was scared because, you know, I believe in God. God is in my heart. I say prayers to Him every day. I pray that He's around me. I pray He gives me wisdom. So I pray all the time. So I know He's there. But in a certain time frame, whenever I was doing my little journey, I was feeling a lot of negativity. I couldn't understand it. But see, God was such a strong force that He came in and just pushed that negativity away. He got rid of that negativity. And that's a great thing. Because I don't have that around me anymore. It's all positiveness, which is a beautiful thing. And I think you had to go through your experiences to actually confirm your strength and your faith. You know what I mean? These things you had to go through. Once you went through them, then you knew exactly, you know, hey, I know exactly what I need to do. And that's exactly what you did do.
Mm-hmm, exactly. When I first met you on Facebook, and I don't know, you remember, 2 years ago, you posted something on one of the groups that we are of writing and promotion, writing and readers promotional book you wanted to do and improve your website. And I noticed that I was the only one that replied. And the reason that I replied to help you was because I had that feeling. I know when I searched first to reply and search on your website, I had the feeling that we were connected one way or another, and I knew as soon as you replied and you're going to read my book that you're going to find those similarities. And that was the experience that I had with my book. I the first year I didn't have time really to promote my book because of, in the process that I was writing my book, my mother passed away, and then I decided to publish the book. And then my father-in-law passed away. So it was a transition, a really difficult transition, and I really didn't promote my book. I just published it and shared it with friends and family, and that's it. But I was surprised when you wrote the review on Amazon, because I was surprised for not only your review but somebody else's that read my book, and they felt that connection. One of the ladies, Marianne, wrote me something that she said to Paul, our backgrounds are very different. There are so many feelings and insights that we have in common, many common beliefs. This book will help you recall many precious things that our busy days sometimes make us forget. So that was the reason that really I wrote the book. Sometimes we take things for granted. We live our life like ignoring sometimes the important things to live our life. And that's why I was surprised when I started reading those reviews that people are feeling connected, and we are all from different backgrounds,
mm-hmm.
and still we feel the same. It doesn't matter. That's the reason that I include some quotes from other poets and from different religions, because for me spirituality and religion are totally different. And I respect all religions, but even though you don't have a religion, your spirituality to live, your fullness is the most important thing. Respect one another, love one another, embrace differences. So it's basically my main focus in the book.
And you know, something on that review, I need to fix that review because that's not... I wrote a bigger review. I don't know. That was my first time doing a review, so that was way too short. So I need to go back and refix that. I think I can go back and edit that and refix that review.
Because well, you know what? For review. Your first book, Rick, I was surprised. You wrote down. It was the first book I read in a long time. I felt the author had me hooked from start to finish. So for me, it was a huge compliment because have a book, pick a book, and start to finish and finish, I think is the goal of all authors, because when you take a book and start reading and you don't pass first four pages and you put it there and then you try to read again another few pages, well, you don't engage your audience with the book. And I was really pleased and happy to read that review. And by the way, it was the first review on my Amazon page.
So I was excited. I was excited with your book because I remember reading the book. Now see, I started that book and I read that book. And I'm telling you, I think I read through the whole book. It didn't take me very long to read through the whole book because I was constantly reading it. And as I'm reading it, I'm sending you stuff on Facebook. So, and I'm feeling the connection. And I'll tell you what, there's parts in there, it's been a long time since I read it, but there's parts in there that I know for a fact brought me to tears. And I can't remember because I need to go back and look. But I know that some of the stuff in there really got me. So,
you share with me about the chapter, the last chapter is about my passing my mother.
That's,
father's death was an experience that it was really hard to describe. But I needed to describe as much as possible because it was my experience with death. I saw death passing by my side. I felt death passing by my side. And sometimes you feel that your life is eternal. That's why I wanted to describe that part of your life. You have a beginning and you have an end, and you have to realize that and you have to accept it. But to get there, you have to be prepared because really it's a scary moment. And it was difficult for my mom to pass away. So because it's not easy to live this life. So that's why I know I made a few people have some tears in that chapter, the last chapters. But the reason that I finished my book with my traditions and devotions is because that even though one day we have to live this life, we have to think, what are we going to leave to others? That's why I share my tradition from my country, that my parents passed that tradition to me, and I now pass it to my kids. And my prayers devotions, and that is the reason to pass something to other generations. Today, I read the last tweet from Maya Angelou, and her last tweet was, listen to yourself, and in that quietude, you might hear the voice of God. So, I know she wrote a lot of books, and she left us a legacy of history and books and literature, but this final tweet...
You still there? Hello? I think I might have lost you. Something just happened. Well, are you still there? You might have to call back. Looks like I lost you. Hello? Well, boy, great show. Really getting into this. Here she comes. She's calling back. Okay, hang on just a second. Are you there?
Yes, I don't
lost
know.
You for some happened. Reason.
Yes. I noticed that. I'm sorry.
This sounds way better now. Your voice sounds way more clear and louder now than before.
Yes. My phone was weird when I started the conversation. Yes, I hear the same. Now I feel okay. So where were we?
Well, we was talking about the person that passed away. And last tweets that he did.
Uh-huh. Okay, perfect. So I just wanted to share it because really that was the ending of my book, trying to give the connection why my parents and my relatives passed to me and I'm passing to my kids and other generations and to leave something, a legacy of my life. So it's basically...
Hazel eyes. And I'll tell you what, and that was a touching part at the end of the book, and that's probably what brings me to tears. Because see, I lost my mom at 15, so losing my mom at 15, I didn't really get to enjoy her. So every time it comes to a child, father, daughter, mother, daughter, and then I lose one of them, it really touches me. And right now, I get touched over anything. I'm just a very sensitive person. So I'll be talking to somebody and I have no issues with crying because it's a relief for me. I like to do that and it relieves me. But yeah, it's just amazing how many people out there have forgot about God. A lot of people have walked away from God. They blame God and that's not right. I say praise to God because He has done so much for me. That is a beautiful thing. And every day I praise Him. And a lot of people just don't. And I think there's a lot of people that do. I posted something on my site today about God, do you pray to God? And I'm telling you, I got a lot of many great responses. So people do it. They just hold it in their own place and their own time. And that's how they do it. But yeah, I loved your book. I really loved your book. And I hope people will look into your book because it was very interesting. And I connected on more than one part of your book. And I liked the way you talked about your family in the book. You know, I liked all that. You know, you get to really know you and about your life and about what you did and all your accomplishments. So I really enjoyed it, everything about the book. And I put, you know, it is on my website. I have your book on my website, but you got to send me another link because I think the other link is broken or something. I need a better link or something because it's not connecting. But, and what I'll do is on this show, I will pass this show around because people need to know about Hazel Eyes because I think it's a great book. And a lot of people probably don't know about it, but they're going to know about it because I love to promote. I'm a promoter. And I tell you what, you did a good job in the book. You're a great person. And every time I go on Facebook, you have positive things to say. And that goes a long way.
Well, I think this is the reason that I write, to inspire others. And yes, I try to give inspirational message at least once a day or a poem. Or a quote, yes. And it's something that I would like also to add about the prayers. When I was a child in elementary, my prayers, it was really hard for me to learn the prayers, the long prayers from my Catholic Church. But I decided to create prayers according to the occasions, and I always was praying. So because for me, since young age, and it is prayer. Prayer is communication with God, like the way that you talk with a friend. We have elaborate prayers that are very pretty, but sometimes they don't have a meaning for you. That I want to share one prayer that I created, or I started after I returned from a funeral of the mother of one classmate at school. I got so scared. I was very young. I was just 10 years old. And I got so scared with the idea of losing my parents. So that night, I said a simple prayer to the Lord. So I said, "Please, Lord, do not leave me alone and keep my parents alive until I got married." I prayed that for a long time. And then when I get to middle school, I stopped praying. I forgot the prayer. Year passed. I totally forgot about that prayer until the day my father died. And he died 3 weeks after I got married. So prayers are powerful. Any prayer, sometimes you don't receive the answer immediately, but every single day, I really think we need to start the day giving thanks for the day, that you open your eyes one more time, and at night for the day that you just passed.
That's basically
my prayers.
Right. You know, I pray every night. I pray all throughout the day. I pray every night. When I go to bed, I thank the Lord for everything. I thank Him for my day. I thank Him for watching over my family. I thank Him for everybody. You know, I pray for everybody to find happiness, to be fulfilled. You know, I add all that stuff. You know, and the thing is about me, I am I'm just coming out into the world because I've been hidden. But I'm coming out, and I'm telling you, I have a lot of beautiful friends. A lot of really good friends that believe in me. And that's a powerful thing. And I never do I ever ignore people. If I have the time, I will give them my time. Because that is important. They come to me for, you know, just an answer that they don't have. And I try to offer that. I never ignore people. I always offer whatever I can. And that's why I'm a positive thing, because I don't push anybody aside. If they have an issue, I try to help if I can. Because that's just what I'm here for, is to help. Okay, I call myself a helper, because I like to help people. I help at home, I help my family, I help my friends. Whatever I can do, I'm called a helper, because that's what I do. But I want to let you know that, what is your other book that you have? You have a bilingual book?
Yes, I said, as soon as this book, I thought it was going to be the end of my writing career, but I noticed how important, I'm a substitute teacher and a teacher, and when my kids were young, I wanted to teach them values and virtues and passing what I received when I was a kid. But the literature that I found on the libraries, it was not exactly what I wanted for them when they were small. I'm talking about 1-3 years old. So I started to create stories for them. And I created like 6 stories talking about appreciation, tolerance, respect. So tough topics, difficult to explain for a kid at that young age. But I created stories for them. I put those stories aside. For 10 years, they were in my drawer. And when I specialized, really I got into the mood to writing, and I felt that I needed to keep writing. So I started to editing those stories, and at the end, it came out to became my collection of lessons for living. And in 2012, I published my first bilingual children's book called Vanilla and Chocolate. And the book is written to help children understand the virtual tolerance. And the reason that I wrote this book is I developed this book exactly to teach my kids how to embrace differences, especially when you are in public school. They had an opportunity that I didn't have, to have people from other religion, other colors, other cultures, different backgrounds. I was in a Catholic school. We all are practically the same. We have the same faith, looking almost from the same background. But my kids not. So I noticed all the intolerance that we have sometimes with race and religion. So that's why I wrote Vanilla and Chocolate. I am bilingual because I didn't want to have the same problem that I had with Hazel Eyes, that now I am working on the Spanish translation because I know I need to translate. And this is my project for this year, to change it, to be able to reach my Hispanic community with Hazel Eyes. So my children books are bilingual for that reason. So,
right.
And the second book is Grandma's Treasure, and I published this year in February. And the story is a tribute to my grandmother who passed away at the age of 100 years old.
Oh, wow.
And she taught me so many lessons, and that's what the collection is called, Lessons for Living. And the purpose of Grandma's Treasures is to help kids understand the virtual appreciation. So I focus on gratitude, how to appreciate everything that we have, even things that you don't have. Because sometimes we think we have and we take life for granted of everything that we have. So that's what I focus those books on that, and the following books will have a moral, a lesson, because I am working these books in the public libraries for the reading time. I'm using these books, and they have questions at the end to discuss in class. And by my delight, the pictures are created by my daughter, that she is 16 now. She started 15 years old when we started Vanilla and Chocolate. And now we're working on the project for the third book.
That's really awesome. You know, to have the family there to help you, that is a beautiful thing. That is a powerful thing. And that is awesome to have that. I'm going to have to check out that book. But see, it's bilingual, right? So is it English and
it's
Spanish?
It's bilingual. Yes, it's bilingual. And I'm going to give you the website, and you can find everything in my website.
Okay,
yes, the website is www.luzdelmes. It's LUZDELMES. And Luz del Mes in Spanish, it means the monthly light. So I try to put out a monthly poem, a monthly reflection, and my books are there, my three books. So, and the links to each of the books has the links to Amazon.com. You want to buy the book or you want to read it on the Kindle, and to follow me on Facebook. So
definitely send me that link, because it has all your books, right?
Yes.
Send me that link. I would like to post that on my site, which is nice, and people can connect with that and go on there and look. So, but yeah, we only have like 5 minutes to go, so, because I only have an hour show. But I really enjoyed tonight, and I feel great talking to you. You have a good energy, a positive energy, and I just love it. I love it. And that's why I think I connected with you before. Because, you know, people can feel each other's energy. They can feel that.
Yeah.
And I definitely feel your energy. You're a great soul, a great person. And I really enjoyed you being on my show. And I'll send you this link once I get it.
Yes, I just sent it.
And I will go ahead and post that to a lot of the actual book groups when I get a chance. I'll post our show so other people can hear it and understand your journey.
Perfect. I'll be really happy to. I always try to have time every day to read my messages, emails, or to chat, because yes, we are all connected one way or another. And my mission is to write to inspire others and try to help as much as I can.
Well, I want to thank you for coming on the show tonight. I really, really appreciate it. And God bless you. And you have a wonderful night. And I have to say some ending remarks.
Thank you so much, Rick. It was a pleasure finally talking to you. And thank you for your open heart and always helping out everybody.
Okay, God bless you. Have a beautiful night.
God bless you, too.
All right. Bye now.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And that was my show tonight. Now, she is a very interesting person. I love the book. You guys got to get out there, get that book, and check it out. Because it's interesting. And the stories, just like she's saying, they are really cool. They'll grab your attention. And the ending of the book is really cool. So that's what you got to see. Is the ending of the book, because she took a picture at the ending. You gotta see that picture, because we talked about the Virgin Mary. You gotta definitely look at her book and see that picture, because it will get you. It's pretty interesting. And I just want to go over a few more things. I'm trying to get another very talented reader. She's a medium. On my show next week, Wednesday, to do readings. She does any kind of readings. So she's amazing. She is on Facebook. I'm not going to say her name. She is a friend of mine. I've been to a few of her shows, and I was blown away. Okay? Because she can connect with her guides. Like nobody I've ever known that can connect with her guides. So I'm hoping, I talked to her, and she says she would love to be on my show. I was going to be on her show, but she wants to be on my show, so I feel really good about that. So that's going to be really cool. So stay tuned for that show next week, and we're going to be reading together. So she'll offer what she sees, I'll offer what I see. So I think it's going to be a really, really cool show. And plus, I'm going to be hopefully... I have a show, I will be doing another show, Friday I'll be doing another show, for myself about my book, Friday at, I think 10 o'clock, and then on Monday I will be doing a reading on another show. Like, these people are coming to me left and right now, they want me to read on their show or tell about my story, and I'm sure my wife's gonna shoot me here pretty soon, get on my case for not being at home, if you know what I mean. But it's been a really, really a decent day today. I've had a great time. I want to thank my network, because they're awesome. And you guys make sure you check out these other shows, because, hey, that's the key. We got to share. We got to help each other out. And the more we help each other out, the better we'll all be, which is a good thing. And I will see you guys next week on Through the Eyes of the Seer. And hopefully I'll get her, my surprise guest, to read with me. And you're going to get blown away, because this woman will really blow your mind with her ability. So, all right, you guys. And plus, post-town, you got to get to that post-town school this summer, because it's going to be a blast. It's like over 200 people coming. So you got to get to post-town, because you're going to get to meet me, hang out with me, and hang out with everybody else and serious people there. So God bless all of you tonight, and I'll see you later on Facebook. Bye now. There's a hunger, a longing to escape.
pass all those nights. If I could make the earth and night.